Old habits are hard to kick, even if your life's on the line. A survey of 1,000 survivors and their carers by the Baker IDI Heart and Diabetes Institute found that 60% of heart attack victims weren't sticking to a healthy diet, and about 30% still had high cholesterol and blood pressure. Some even failed to give up smoking. Reporter Katie Heyman spoke to the head of preventative cardiology at Baker IDI, Professor Simon Stewart.
People who survived a heart attack typically ascribe their heart attack to a stress event rather than an underlying condition, and that they'd become complacent about the underlying process, so they were leaving themselves at risk for a second and potentially fatal event.
And what sort of changes should they have been making?
So the critical changes following a heart attack really should be to get your blood pressure down, to make sure your cholesterol levels are low, to stop smoking. So all of the things about eating healthy and exercising. And some people do that in the short term, but over the longer term, they return to those bad habits that may have led them to the heart attack in the first place.
The research found that more than 1 in 10 survivors are still smoking. Are people getting enough support with making necessary life changes after they've experienced a heart attack?
It is clear that we provide short-term support to people following a heart attack, so we have cardiac rehabilitation programs that are really quite effective. But unfortunately, in the longer term, people are drifting away from the key messages of healthy living following a heart attack. So we need to build in longer-term programs of surveillance via their specialists or obviously through their GP to remind people, to coach people to their targets, to keep really support them in the longer term, to know their numbers that are likely to reduce their risk of another heart attack.
The study also found that women struggled more than men to make changes. Why do you think this is?
For women, it's often a struggle because they're the primary carers, looking after other people and perhaps they're not looking after themselves. So those things that you need to make, you need time and energy. And if you don't have the time and energy for yourself, then your health will suffer.
You said that many people attributed their heart attack to a stress event rather than lifestyle factors. Surely this is not the message that they're getting from their healthcare practitioners. Is there a disconnect here between people's perception of their health and their lifestyles and how this may be presenting itself in their health outcomes?
There is certainly a disconnect between the experiences and perceptions of people with heart attacks and other forms of heart disease. So rather than seeing stress as a trigger on top of lifestyle factors, they ascribe that stress event as the key thing and probably assume that if the stress goes away, the risk of heart attack goes away. And we need to do more and better job about educating people about the underlying process. And people can't assume if they survive the first attack that everything's cured and they can live happily ever after. They have to work at this to live long, healthy lives.
Professor Simon Stewart from the Baker IDI Heart and Diabetes Institute speaking there to Katie Heyman.